Thank you very much for this opportunity and also accommodating an earlier presentation. I will try to make it brief. I'm very happy that I'm here because in the past, usually the staff from IFA dealing with CGR organizations were always from our technical division. And to give you an idea, the technical division usually is sitting on our grants portfolio. So we have our lending program, which is with the operational divisions. I'm from the operational divisions with the lending program. Our technical division have access to our grants. Our grant program is only 3% of our annual lending program. So roughly we have $1 billion a year for lending worldwide, and 3% of that, so 30 million, is only for the grants. To give you an idea, in the case of Africa Rise, that meant that in the past 10 years, roughly $20 million was going to Africa Rise. So it is only $20 million. And to give you a comparison, at the moment we are handling a portfolio in West and Central Africa in 23 countries. The only country we are not active in is Equatorial Guinea. In all the 23 countries we are active, and the total size of the portfolio is $2.3 billion. And in 14 countries we have a rice component in, or a full dedicated rice project, or a rice value chain amongst other projects. So we could work together with you, with Africa Rice, in 14 countries. In the past, somehow, this never happened. There was not a bridge between operations, if you like, and the technical division. So the technical division took care of the CGR, they went to the CGR, they gave these small nice grants, and everybody was happy. For some years now, we're trying to see, okay, how can we drill in? How can we use the capacity of the CGR system for the design of projects, for implementation support? And through the CGR system, reaching out also to the national research systems, because we are not enough in touch there. And why is that important? Because IFAD, of course, is very much focusing on reducing poverty. And how do we do that? We are people-oriented. We are focusing on smallholder agriculture, in particular women and the youth. So how can we improve their poverty situation? And that's, of course, by supporting them in raising their productivity, raising their output. Because in Africa, the yield gap is enormous, as we know. It goes for all commodities. So what we would like to do is raising this productivity to provide more output, which will increase the marketable surplus, and from there it increases the wealth and the potential for the rural people. And for that, it is to supply markets, so they can't produce anything. It's about quality. Since 2008, there's an enormous demand, in particular in West and Central Africa, in going for import substitution. Oil prices collapsed, mineral prices collapsed, so it means enormous budgetary problems. And countries since 2008 have rediscovered agriculture, if you like. In the past, they really left it alone because they had their oil or their mineral wealth, and they didn't care too much about agriculture. Since 2008, that really changed, and since then, in almost all the countries, ministries of finance, ministry of agriculture, asking support from IFAD and are willing to lend from us. So a substantial part of our portfolio is in the base commodities. In Western Central Africa, in almost every country, it's rice or cassava or both. And we have that portfolio. So for me, it's very important to start using the enormous expertise and knowledge you have raised, because it's about these seeds, right? We said, because the moment you start talking about research, it's about seeds. And we need the right quality of seeds. We also have to reduce the cost of production, so it's not all seeds. Think about the cost of production. If you have a variety that requires a massive amount of fertilizer, almost immediately it becomes almost impossible. Western Central Africa, the cost of fertilizer is 3 to 5 times as expensive as Asia. And it's not surprising, therefore, that there's not much fertilizer use. But that also provides a problem, because the economies of scale are not there. So it means fertilizers are expensive. So we need a type of technology, perhaps an intermediate technology that takes into consideration the constraints we are facing in the region. So don't go to the maximum hybrid opportunity we face with a full package of technical knowledge, technical supply, and the fertilizers, because that might not work, because the farmers simply in the beginning cannot afford the fertilizers. So that is the type of kind of dialogue we are interested in and want to integrate into our projects by then using the Africa Rice and the National Research Institution knowledge in when we are designing the project, but more importantly during the implementation, so the full implementation in providing the support. And that will drive, hopefully, the right research, so we get the proper seeds that we need. And we, through the projects and the funding what we do, can provide you with the outreach, the upscaling, the marketing, the multiplication, the links with the private sector. All that you can offload, if you like, if you find the connections with our projects. Because remember, we have $2.3 billion lying there, and not only the $30 million in grants, which usually was the typical thing that was being aimed at by the CGR system. And for me, it is this capacity building, the operationalization of the knowledge we have in this institution, in RICE, that will support extremely complex task in reducing poverty and providing food for the nations we are working in. So I hope that will provide you some food for thought and a bit a leeway out, because I guess if you can offload some of the things you are doing now in capacity building and operationalization, and if you can offload that to projects funded by donors, of course it's not only IFA, my colleague from the African Development Bank will argue for a similar thing, I hope. So there you have an enormous opportunity offload, and you can use the scarce funding you have and your budget for your core budget for the research and the support that you need, and offload the upscaling, the capacity building to our projects. Okay, thank you very much.